Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening once again from Zizzer Stadium. It is the OMC Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And we've had the coin toss. Zizzer's won the coin toss, and they elected to defer, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter. And I believe that Hillcrest will get the football to start the ball game. So, and already Hillcrest is running to the wrong side of the field. So we're off to a good start here. Zizzers haven't taken the field yet. They're getting their final instructions. So Hillcrest will get the football to start the ball game. Hope everybody's settled in, got your snacks, your refreshments, got your Zizzer Red on, sitting in the easy chair. Now, we just like last week, we need you to cheer on from home, and we need you to cheer loudly, folks, because it took the whole game before the Zizzers were finally able to pull one out, 66-44. And they're going to need your help again tonight because vouchers are only sold. The vouchers are for the ball games, folks. If you don't have a voucher, you're not going to get in. They do sell some at the front gate. So right now we've got maybe a little over 700 people in Zizzer Stadium. So here comes Mr. Thomas to kick it off for us, Nathan Thomas. And he'll kick it off. It'll be taken down around the 15-yard line by Hillcrest. And an area that was rough on the Zizzers last week was their kickoff return. And Hillcrest's going to be down, looks like, about the 34-yard line, their own 34. Carr on the return. Chance Eldringhoff on the tackle for the Zizzers. And here comes first and 10 for Hillcrest. And at the quarterback spot will be Mike Floyd. And he'll be in that shotgun. He's kind of a big guy back there. He's athletic. A couple of players in motion for Hillcrest. They'll hand it off right away, coming around that right end, and it's already a first down for Hillcrest. And out of bounds across the 50-yard line will be the running back. That'll be Trevor Goodman for Hillcrest. And that's a first down all the way over into West Plains territory at the West Plains 46. So Hillcrest takes it around the right end. So now, once again, Floyd's going to be in the shotgun. He'll have Goodman back there with him. First and 10 at the Zizzer 46-yard line. This time, they're going to reverse it back to the right again, and Goodman's down the sideline, and finally they get him out of bounds. Finally, but it's another first down for Hillcrest, and this is what Coach Perkins was worried about because Hillcrest can run the football. But right now, up on that line, Hillcrest has a pretty good-sized offensive line there, and they're winning that battle of the trenches here in the early going. All the way down to the 27-yard line of the Zizzers is Hillcrest. Defense needs to step it up here a little bit. It'll be Floyd in the shotgun. He's looking to throw right side, got a receiver, and out of bounds. It's going to be down about 21, 22-yard line. Dagan Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Hillcrest is wanting to go a little bit quicker here. It's going to bring up a second and five at the Zizzer 22. Hillcrest with the football. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman is the tailback. Hillcrest marching it down the field. No resistance so far from the Zizzers. They need to get tough here. And it'll be Goodman now. He breaks some tackles, and he's inside the 20 going across that left side. He broke two Zizzer tackles there before he gets it down to the 19. It's going to bring up a third and two for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 19-yard line with 11:15 to go first quarter and no score. See if the Zizzer defense can step up here just a little bit. This is not the same Zizzer defense we saw against Glendale last week. Of course, Glendale was throwing the football all the time. And All right, Floyd's in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Goodman in the backfield. They'll give it to Goodman again. Here he comes around the right side, and the Zizzers meet him. He's going to be close. I think he got the first down, folks. Looks like he got it. Looks like he got inside the 17, and that's what he needed to do. It's a first down just inside the 17 of the Zizzers. Chance Eldringhoff on the tackle for the Zizzers. First and 10 from the Zizzers set just inside the 17-yard line. Hillcrest marching the ball down the field here. Floyd got the Zizzers to jump offside. Zizzers had a few of those last week as well. So that brings up a first and 5 now, all the way down inside the 12-yard line for Hillcrest. 10 minutes to go, first quarter, and no score. Floyd with the football, or Floyd in the shotgun, should say. Goodman behind him, and they'll hand it off to Goodman again. Here he comes right side, and he's breaking tackles, and Goodman is going to – he's in for the touchdown, folks. 9:49 to go in the first quarter, and Goodman on the 12-yard run, and Hillcrest is up 6-0 in the ball game. Kind of makes you wonder. Zizzers won the coin toss and elected to defer and take the ball to start the third quarter. Usually the Zizzers, if they win the coin toss, they take the football. They like to score first. Wonder if Coach Perkins is rethinking that right now. All right. Here comes the extra point attempt. Kick is up, and it is no good. At the end, or I should say 9:49 to go, first quarter, Hillcrest leads at 6-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest takes the kickoff, and they get it all the way down and punch it in the end zone. Extra point was no good. Hillcrest leads at 6-0 here in the early going with 9:49 to go, first quarter. Now we'll see what the Zizzers can do on offense, because the defense, folks, to be honest with you, defense just didn't look good at all out there that time. Not at all. I have no idea. That didn't even look like a Zizzer defense out there. Trevor Goodman was breaking tackles and running all over the place. He's a big, strong back, but seriously, Zizzer's defense kind of looked asleep. All right. Seeley's back. I believe Kinslow is back. Hillcrest will kick it off from their own 40-yard line. Here we go. It's going to be a line drive kick right into the end zone. Zizzers will get the ball first and 10 out on the 20-yard line. Deacon Kinslow will come out with his Zizzer offense. Let's see what the Zizzer offense can do here. Hillcrest, a couple of big guys there on that defensive line, Hillcrest. Zizzer's offensive line's pretty stout, too, so this ought to be an interesting battle tonight. All right, Kinslow will be in the shotgun. Nobody back there with him. Here comes Seeley in motion now. Kinslow's going to take it around the left side, tucks it down. He'll get out to about the 25-yard line. That'll bring up a second and 5 for the Zizzers. Deacon Kinslow picking up where he left off last week. Kinslow, Seeley, and Lair all rushing for over 100 yards. ceiling now on the right side, runs into his own man, and gets brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That time, the Hillcrest defensive line won the battle in the trenches, knocked the Zizzers back, and they'll lose a couple of yards. Back to the 23, it'll bring up third and seven now for the Zizzers. So right now, the battle in the trenches is being won by Hillcrest on both sides of the football. Offense and defense. Kinslow trying to get around the left side. He's going to be brought down again at the 25. That's going to bring up a fourth and five for the Zizzers. And we'll see what happens here. You would think the Zizzers are going to punt the football. Because if they go for it and they don't convert here, they're going to give Hillcrest the football, and the Zizzers are going for it. Fourth and five on their own 25. Kinslow with it, trying to draw Hillcrest offsides. Didn't work. Secondary jump, but the line didn't. Kinslow in the shotgun. Seeley's coming around the left side, cuts up inside. He's got the first down. And that, my friends, is a OMC Orthopedics of West Plains first down for the Zizzers out to the 32-yard line. So the Zizzers needed that. Seely almost lost the ball there at the end of the run. All right, Kinslow in the shotgun, Seely behind him. And Kinslow rolls out right, and he's going to take a sack. Actually, he lost the football, folks. Kinslow lost the football, fumbled it, and Hillcrest takes over on the Zizzer 15-yard line. First and 10 for Hillcrest on the Zizzer 15. Costly mistake that time by Kinslow. Rolling to the right, he should have just threw that one away, folks. There was three Hillcrest Hornets in pursuit. And they caught him from behind, and Kinslow fumbled the football. And Hillcrest jumped on it. So let's see if the Zizzer defense will wake up this time. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman back there. Floyd's going to throw it. And he gets it to Goodman, and Goodman's sacked. Goodman is going to be sacked. They brought him down on the 20. Why are they spotting the ball at the 18? What in the world? So it's only a loss of one. Garrett Drown on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to be second and 11 at the 17-yard line. I'm sorry, the 18-yard line of the Zizzers. Floyd. And the shotgun, Goodman behind him. Zizzers need to stand up and get tough right here. And they'll give it to Goodman. He's going around the left side. And Zizzers will knock him out of bounds, but he's going to gain some ground over there. It's going to bring up a third and maybe 5 or 6 yards. He's inside the 15 down to the 13 for Hillcrest. So that'll bring up third and six. For the Hillcrest Hornets. Third and six, 6:28 to go here in the first quarter, and Hillcrest leads it 6-0. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman once again, the tailback. And they're going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete inside the five. And looks like the official is talking to one of the Zizzers for some reason. And looks like it's going to be first and goal for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 3-yard line. First and goal for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 3. And the Zizzers, folks, I guess they haven't come out of the locker room. I mean, they need to wake up here. this could get out of hand in a hurry if the defense doesn't step up. Floyd hands it off to Goodman, right side. Goodman's going to be taken down for a loss. Where did they spot him? At about the four, I believe. He lost a yard on the play. Going to bring up second and goal now from the Zizzer four. Hillcrest will be in the four-down territory here. Left side of that defensive line on the tackle that time on Goodman for the Zizzers. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hillcrest leads it 6-0, and they're threatening. Floyd, he's looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it to run. Got one Zizzer to beat, and he's in. Floyd is in, they said. 5:20 to go, and the Zizzers are shell-shocked here. Floyd on the four-yard run. And Zizzers are down 12-0 to Hillcrest, folks. And for Hillcrest, once again, trying that extra point attempt. And it is good this time. Hillcrest leads at 13-0, 5:20 to go in the first quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Want to take to the great outdoors with that new side-by-side or maybe an RV? Maybe you have your eyes on a new car, truck, or boat. Whatever moves you, Community First can help make it yours. Come talk with the representative and find out how you can get a loan with low interest and monthly payments. Community First Banking Company, Mount Grove, West Plains, and Fay.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:20 to go, first quarter, and Hillcrest has jumped out to a 13-0 lead, due in part to the Dagan Kinslow fumble down here on about the 15-yard line. And Hillcrest marched it in and scored their second touchdown. We've got 5:20 to go, first quarter. And Zizzer defense is going to have to wake up and do something, folks. I mean, this is not the same team that we saw last week. And the offense is not even the same team. I mean, Glendale, from what I've seen so far, Glendale is a better ball club than Hillcrest. But I'm here to tell you, Zizzer is going to have to do something. You don't want this thing to get out of control in a hurry. And that's kind of what we're looking at here at 13-0. Zizzer Stadium, folks, is shell-shocked. I can tell you that right now. These fans are in their seat, and they're like, what in the world are we looking at? So, looks like for the Zizzers back, it will be Gavin Jackson. I believe Kinslow's back there, and I believe Trey Luna is back for the Zizzers. So, kicking off is going to be Chateau Zao. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. Don't know. Here's the kick, and once again, it's going to go deep into the end zone, so the Zizzers will take over. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And the Zizzer offense will come back on the field. And hopefully they can get something rolling here. Hopefully. Because Hillcrest is winning the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense. All right, Kinslow in the shotgun. Nobody back there with him. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 20. Seeley in motion. And Seeley got lucky, folks. He turns it up inside. Still on his feet across the 35. Seeley's got another OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. But, folks, Seeley dropped the ball. It bounced right back up to him. and he cut it around that left end. So maybe we got some fire going here, and this is not good. Jason Lopez has just limped out of the ball game. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself. Two receivers right. Seeley coming again. Kinslow. And Kinslow, look, get rid of the football. And this one's going to be picked off. Kinslow should have never thrown that one, folks. Hillcrest has it at the 50-yard line. And whoever's blocking on the left side of that offensive line, they need to get busy, get with it here on the Zizzers. Because that defender that time came untouched on Kinslow's backside and got to him right as he was going to throw the ball. Kinslow could not get anything on it. Just hung it up there. There was two Hillcrest Hornets there and a Zizzer receiver there, and Hillcrest won the battle for the football. So here we go. And now they're going to mark it at the Zizzer 48. First and 10 at the Zizzer 48 for Hillcrest. 4:55 to go first quarter. Running around the right side again and knocking out of bounds. And, folks, I got to tell you, the carrying the ball that time was number 17, Gunnar Brooks. And Gunnar Brooks, Hillcrest is just the more physical team right now, folks. And this is just not going to cut it. Ball, he was knocked out at the Zizzer 45, going to bring up a second and 8. For Hillcrest, second and 8. And this time, coming around the right side is Goodman. Finally gets tackled down there around the 42-yard line of the Zizzers. And I believe the tackle, Gabe Sellers, one of the Zizzers on the tackle, and Connor Lair. So it's going to be third and 4 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 42 with 4:16 to go here in the first quarter, and Hillcrest already leading 13-0. Floyd in the shotgun, going to throw it. He's got a wide open receiver, and it's a first down, folks. He caught it just past the chains, and it'll be a first down for the Hillcrest Hornets. Zizzer defense does not have an answer for Hillcrest right now. First and 10 from the Zizzer 37-yard line. Don't you know, folks, looking at updated scores around the area are going, what? Hillcrest leads West Plains 13-0 at West Plains. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman behind him in the backfield. And now Hillcrest just letting the play clock run down, and then they'll snap the ball with a few seconds to go. Now they just call timeout. So Hillcrest takes a timeout. We will as well. 3:31 to go first quarter, and Hillcrest leads at 13-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It's fall cleanup and firewood cutting time once again. Get great deals on quality steel chainsaws at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Get the MS-291 high-performance chainsaw for $419.99 after a $30 online rebate. The Farm Boss MS-271 is $369.99 after a $30 online rebate. And the popular MS-250 chainsaw is now $299.99, a $60 savings. Limited time offers. Hurry into Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back. Zizzer Stadium, Hillcrest Hornets with a first and 10 at the Zizzer 37-yard line. Hillcrest leads at 13-0 with 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. You heard me right. Floyd in the shotgun for Zizzers. Goodman, wait a minute. Okay, now we can go. Something wasn't right with the officials, but now it is. Goodman is the tailback. Man in motion for Hillcrest. Floyd's going to hand off to Goodman, and this time Zither's having behind the line of scrimmage. Big loss there. Sebastian Rogers broke through, and Rogers gets the loss on Hillcrest all the way back to the Zizzer 41. Going to bring up a second and 14 now for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 41. Maybe that'll spark this defense. There we go. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman once again. And Zizzer almost jumped off sides. They were able to contain themselves. And now we've got a flag. And it's going to be on Hillcrest, I believe. And it's illegal procedure on Hillcrest. So now Zizzer's getting a little bit of help. They'll sell him back another five. It's all the way back now to about the 45-and-a-half-yard line of the Zizzers. And it's going to bring up a second and, let's see, second and 19 for Hillcrest. At the Zizzer 45-and-a-half-yard line. Second and 19. Come on, defense. The Zizzer defense needs to get fired up here. Floyd looking to throw. And he's going to pitch it at the last minute. Goodman out there, and he's going to be dropped for a loss, folks. Zizzers were all over that play. I believe Rogers got to the back, almost pulled Floyd's pants down. But Floyd was able to kind of shuttle the pass over there. But then the Zizzers just combined over there, about three Zizzers for the tackle. Loss of half a yard, bringing up 13 and a full 19 yards to go for the first down. Third and 19 from the Zizzer 46 for Hillcrest. Floyd looking to throw, and the Zizzer's in once again, and this time it's picked off by Dagan Kinslow. Kinslow on the interception. He's going to bring it across the 35 out to the 37. And that's what the Zizzers needed here with a minute 35 to go. Let's see if the offense can get it cranking now. So Kinslow throws the interception and fumbles on two different plays, but this time he gets the interception. And we've got a Hillcrest player down. So both teams are taking a knee right now as we have a Hillcrest player down. And they're taking care of him out there. Don't know who it is. But 1:35 to go, first quarter, 13-0. Hillcrest with the early lead here over the Zizzers. But Dagan Kinslow just got the interception for the Zizzers. So the Zizzer defense now, or offense, will be coming out on the field. First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. And that's the quarterback, folks. I believe, let me check it here, it is Mike Floyd, the quarterback, was the injured player. He's up, walking off the field, so I believe he'll be ready to go next time the offense comes on the field. But Floyd has been rushed by the Zizzer defense here. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 37-yard line. Zizzers need to break one loose here. Need to get on the board in the first quarter. All right, Titus Seeley around the left side, cuts up inside. Seeley down the side, gets tripped up, but he's still on his feet, spins, still going all the way inside the 25. And that's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers, Titus Seeley. And now we've got another Hillcrest player down. So that'll be another official timeout. They'll mark the ball down, I believe, at the 21. Yep, they're going to mark it at the Hillcrest 21. First and 10 for the Zizzers. And once again, Hillcrest player down on the near sideline. So Zizzer trainer out there to help. Here comes the Hillcrest coaches. They'll come over now. And we'll see what's going on. It's not a hot night here. As a matter of fact, I checked a while ago at kickoff. It was only 76 degrees. It's 74 right now. So cramping shouldn't be an issue. Not sure what they're looking at It seems to be down around a leg or an ankle, but as of right now, it's a Hillcrest player down, so we've got an official's timeout on the field with a minute 22 to go here in the first quarter, and Hillcrest leads it 13-0. And why don't we go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest leads at 13-0 with a minute 22 to go here in the first quarter. And we still have a Hillcrest player down. They're still tending to him. So we'll check some scores around the area. Knicks leading Joplin 7-0. Camdenton and Waynesville are tied at 7-7 in the first quarter. And let's see, Stratford leads Ava 8-0 first quarter. Fairgrove leads Liberty Eagles 12-0 in the first quarter. And that's all the updates we have at the present time for the action going on around the area. Hillcrest player gets up, and it's going to be number 24 for Hillcrest, and they're going to have to help him off the field. He's limping. And that will be number 24, Nick Gonzalez. So as soon as he gets off the field on the other side, looks like he's walking a little bit better on it right now. But he's still being helped off the field. So we'll see if he's able to return later on for Hillcrest. And as soon as he gets off the field, we'll be back to action. A minute 22 to go first quarter. Hillcrest has jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Zizzers have the football, first and 10 at the Hillcrest 21-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun. Seeley is back there with him. See what the Zizzers dial up this time. It's Seeley, left side, turns it up inside. He's going to run over a few players. He's inside the 15, I believe. And, by the way, Seeley gets it down to the Community First Baking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. Not quite enough for the first down. They're going to mark him down just inside the 15. Sideline warning on the Zizzers to move back. They weren't on the field. I don't know what he was looking at. All right, here we go. Second and 3 at the Hillcrest, just inside the Hillcrest 15. Kinslow gives it to Seeley again, up inside. Seeley is in there. Touchdown, Zizzers. Titus Seeley gets the Zizzers on the board with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. Seeley that time on the 14-yard run. And the Zizzers are on the board. And Thomas in to kick the extra point for the Zizzers. All right, everybody's getting lined up and ready. Here we go. There's a snap. It's going to be a fake coming around the left side, and it's no good. So, 13-6, Hillcrest with the lead, 52 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the Zizzers trail. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Did you know that you can shop Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment Store online? Sure can. Just go to homemedicalwp.com and see their full catalog. There's always a very helpful medical resource center, and you can even pay your bill online at homemedicalwp.com. Like to see something in person? Visit Home Showroom, located at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center, proudly serving the Midwest since 1984.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissors are on the board. They trail 13-6 to Hillcrest with 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And wasn't supposed to be a two-point extra point attempt, but the snap was bad, and so the Scissors tried to convert it into a two-point conversion, and it didn't work, folks. So 13-6, and now Thomas is going to kick it off from the Scissor 40 for Hillcrest. And it's a low line drive kick. It's going to go out of bounds. Have to see where they mark this one out at. I don't know how they can tell where to mark it out of bounds at, because everybody's... Well, what are we doing here? They're going to make him kick it again, I guess. Going to make him kick it again. So that'll back up the Scissors to the 35. And they'll kick it again this time. Thomas, let's see if he can get a better foot in at this time with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. That one went out of bounds about the 25 to 30-yard line. And it's going to be a low line drive kick, and this one's going out of bounds as well. Hillcrest lets it bounce out of, roll out of bounds around the 21. And I guess we're going to kick again. Yes, we are. So they'll back him up some more. So back to the Scissor 30 now. And Thomas will try another kick here. So let's see what we can do this time for the Scissors. Thomas gets the ball teed up on the 30. Hillcrest is standing at the 20. This one is taken at the 27 by Hillcrest, and they're going to break through, coming down the left side, and finally out of bounds, but not before the Hillcrest returner gets it across the 35. Actually, they're going to spot it, I believe, at the 35. Hillcrest will take over first and 10 at the Scissor 35-yard line. And the Scissors' kickoff return coverage is looks like it hadn't improved from last week, folks. And they even worked on it this week. Coach Perkins can't be happy with that. Of course, the kicks out of bounds, costing them all the way back to the 30 instead of the 40. That helped out. Floyd back in the ball game after getting hurt. Gives it to Goodman. Goodman's going to be taken down. Looks like about the 33-yard line, 33-34. Connor Lair on the tackle for the Scissors. Gain of one out or down to the Scissor 34. 13 seconds in Hillcrest. We'll probably just let this quarter time run out. And that's exactly what they're going to do. At the end of one, 13-6, Hillcrest leads it over the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Eagles Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzer!
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest with the football. They lead it 13-6 as we start the second quarter. Hillcrest with a second and nine at the Zizzer 34-yard line. Floyd with the football, back to pass, getting some pressure from the Zizzer defense. He'll roll out to the right. Now he pitches it to Goodman. Goodman's got the first down before he's knocked out of bounds down around the 20. Zizzer's almost had Floyd, but he had Goodman there to pitch it to, and it's a first down for the Hillcrest Hornets. They're going to mark it at the Zizzer 22. It's a first and 10 at the Zizzer 22 for Hillcrest. They lead it by 7, and they are letting a lot of time run off the clock in between plays. Here they come to the line of scrimmage with 10 seconds on the play clock. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman is the tailback. And they'll hand off to Goodman. Goodman, and they're going to catch him, looks like, for a loss on the play to the 26-yard line. So a loss of about 3-4 yards. Make it 4 yards. Going to bring up second and 14. And the ball is on the Zizzer 26. So second and 14, Connor Lair breaking through and getting the tackle for the Zizzers there. Down to 11 minutes to go in the first half with Hillcrest up by 7, 13-6. Floyd in the shotgun. He's back to pass again. Zizzers in pursuit. And Floyd moving around. Finally, they're going to get him, but he's going to gain the yardage back, or a good chunk of it back. It's going to bring up a third down, and they're going to put it down, I believe, at the 22. So that's right at the original line of scrimmage. Third and 10 for Hillcrest. Zizzers are starting to get some penetration through the offensive line, but Floyd is a good athlete, folks. He's athletic. He's big. And he can move around, and so far he's doing a pretty good job back there creating some yardage for Hillcrest. And Hillcrest, the play clock is down to 2. They're going to have to take a timeout. So Hillcrest will take the timeout, 10:15 to go second quarter, and it's 13-6. Hillcrest with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 10:15 to go here. In the first quarter, it's third and 10 for Hillcrest. Ball is on the Zizzer 22-yard line. Hillcrest leads it 13-6. Here we go. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman is the tailback. Floyd looking to throw. He's throwing left side. He's got his receiver, and the Zizzer's hanging on, and he breaks the tackle, still breaks another one. And he's in. He's in, folks. 22-yard pass. Gunner Brooks. Touchdown for Hillcrest. And the bad part about that, folks, with 10:02 to go here in the second quarter, is that Brooks broke three Zizzer times. Zizzer's had him three times, and he broke loose and dove for the goal line. Tackling has not been very good for the Zizzers here tonight. Extra point kick is up, and it is good. It's now 20-6. Hillcrest with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium, 10:02 to go in the second quarter. Hillcrest has just scored and kicked the extra point. They lead it now 20-6 over the Zizzers. Let's see if we got any more to tell you about. Carl Junction leads Carthage 13-0. Webb City over Neosho 24-0. Waynesville leads Camdenton 14-7. Let's see. What else do we have here? St. Clair leads Salem, Missouri 19-7 in the second quarter. Thayer leads Highland 14-0 in the second quarter. And that's all we have at the present time. Here's Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest leads it 26. And it will be Zal Shatow to kick it off for Hillcrest. So now the Zizzer offense needs to get on the field and do something. It's going to be a good kick taken back at the 8-yard line. Zizzer's bringing it up the field, out across the 20. About the 21 is where it's going to be brought down on the return that time. And I was trying to see who it was. And I believe that's going to be number 4, Gavin Jackson. Jackson on the return for the Zizzers, out to the 21. That's where Dagan Kinslow and the Zizzer offense will take over. First and 10 with 9:57 to go here in the first half. Kinslow will be in the shotgun by himself. The offense needs to get going. We've seen some spurts out of the offense here. Defense, we've seen some spurts. They need to get it all together here. Kinslow is going to take it this time. Cuts up inside. He's across the 25. Actually, they'll probably mark him about the 25. It's going to bring up a second and 6 for the Zizzers. And, well, they're going to say he made it just across the 25. We're still going to say second and 6. Seeley in the backfield, Kinslow in the shotgun. And Kinslow will give it to Seeley, right side. Seeley cuts up inside, runs into a whole host of folks, picks up a couple of yards, out to about 28, 29-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark him at the 29. So it's going to be third and 2 for the Zizzers. The Zizzer offensive line is not clearing out Hillcrest. Like we said at the start of the game, Hillcrest defensive line is pretty big. Seeley cuts up inside. First down for Seeley. Now he goes out of bounds around the 37-yard line. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark him at the 37 of the Zizzers. First and 10. So Seeley's doing the ball, running the ball, him and Kinslow. In case you're wondering why Connor Lair is not running the football, has that hamstring that's been bothering him, so he's playing defense only tonight unless they absolutely need him. Kinslow gives it once again. Coming around that right side, out of bounds, up close to that's Connor Lair, folks. Lair running the football that time around that right side. And then Lair goes to the sideline. So Lair gives them a big boost there out to the 45. It's going to bring up a second and looks like second and 2.5 for the Zizzers. So Connor may be running the football a little bit here rest of the night. Here comes Seeley around the right side. He's got the first down. He's across the 50. Titus Seeley with an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Crossed the 50-yard line down to the Hillcrest 48, I believe. They're going to mark it at the 48 of Hillcrest. 8 minutes to go here in the first half of the Zizzers trailing 20-6. Kinslow in the shotgun again. Seeley's back here with him. This time Seeley cuts it up the middle. Now brings it back to the right side. Seeley with a first down. Down there, and he gets tripped up finally. Out of bounds. Inside the 20, down to the 17. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And that's also a Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zones where the Zizzers are right now. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own about 16.5-yard line. See if they can punch it in here. Kinslow all by himself in the shotgun. He's going to tuck it up the middle. He's inside the 15. Oh, about the 11, looks like. He's going to bring up a second down. And they're going to mark him down at the 12-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second and 5 for the Zizzers. This time, cut upside, it is Connor Lair inside the 10. Lair runs the football. We've got a flag, and this is a late flag. What in the world? I mean, talk about a late flag here. And it's a sideline warning on the Zizzers. That's the second one on the Zizzers. So it's third and 1, looks like. Ball's on the 11-yard line. And let's see. I believe it was Connor Lair carrying the football. Connor Lair carrying it, and that's a first down. OMC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And I believe the Zizzers have decided that it's time to bring out the two-headed beast, Connor Lair and Titus Seeley on offense, because Hillcrest was just teeing off on Kinslow and Seeley. Now they've got to worry about Lair, Seeley, and Kinslow. So here we go. Ball's on the 5-yard line, first and goal for the Zizzers on the Hillcrest 5. Kinslow, Dalton Cox. It's Kinslow inside for the touchdown. Kinslow for the Zizzers with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter. And it's Kinslow on the 5-yard run. But that a lot of that offense was set up by Seely and Connor Lair coming into the ball game. Zizzers will be happy just to kind of keep it close. Use Connor Lair on offense only when they need it. Thomas is coming in for the extra point attempt. Here we go. There's a snap, and it's fumbled again. And they're going to throw it, and it's incomplete. And Zizzer's going to have to work on these extra points, folks. Either that, or they're just going to have to go for two. Anyway, it is 20-12. Hillcrest leads the Zizzers, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer score, but the extra point no good. Once again, the snap was fumbled, and it's no good. So now Hillcrest leads it 20-12 with 6:18 to go here in the first half. And hopefully the Zizzers will wake up here with as Connor Lair's been running the football a little bit now here in the second quarter. So, like we said, with Lair not out on with the offense running the football in the first quarter, Hillcrest was teeing off on Kinslow and Seely. But now Connor Lair comes in. Now Hillcrest has to figure out, will it be Connor Lair, will it be Titus Seely, or will it be Kinslow? And that's been working for the Zizzers here. And we'll have to see if Coach Perkins wants to stay with that. You know, he doesn't want to run Connor very much because of that hamstring. But I'm pretty sure Connor said, Coach, put me in. I can do it. Let's get this rolling. Connor likes to play. He doesn't want to set out. He likes to play. So, here we go. Thomas is going to kick it off for the Zizzers. And we've got a flag. It'll be offsides on the Zizzers. This is beginning to look like last week at Glendale. So that'll march the ball back to the 35, and Thomas will kick again. Zizzers were trying for an onside kick that time. So Thomas will tee it up once again, and Hillcrest is expecting an onside kick. And there it is, and it's fumbled, but Hillcrest jumps on the football. They'll have it at the Zizzer 45. But the Hillcrest Hornet, he fumbled that football but was able to fall on it before two of the Zizzers got there. They were fighting for that ball, but Hillcrest will get it first and 10 at the Zizzer 45. So let's see what the defense can do this time. Tackling's not been that good here in the first half for the Zizzers. Let's see if they can get things rolling here. 6:15 to go in the first half. Floyd, and he's got Goodman in the backfield with him. Floyd in the shotgun. Going to hand it off Goodman. Goodman cuts up inside. Going to be taken down for about a 1-yard gain, looks like. And trying to read the number, it might be Titus. That's not Titus. That's Connor Lehrer on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to be second and nine from the Zizzer 44-yard line. All right. Floyd's going to be in the shotgun. Goodman back there with him. And it's going to bring up second and nine for Hillcrest. 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Floyd rolls to the left, will throw. It's incomplete. And Sebastian Rogers was on Floyd's tail, folks. If Floyd hadn't have thrown that one when he did, I believe Rogers would have had him. Because he was in hot pursuit. Third and nine. Wow, this is interesting. It was third and nine, incomplete pass, and they moved the ball up to the 43-yard line instead of the 44. Okay, whatever. Floyd looking to throw. Zizzer's there once again. Floyd is going to get hit and brought down. And Floyd is down, folks. Once again, now they're going to help him up. He took a shot that time. Connor Lehrer just unloaded on Floyd. They're going to mark him down at the 43. Fourth and eight for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 43. Connor Lehrer. Floyd cut up inside. Connor Lehrer turned around, came from behind, and just nailed him, folks. And Hillcrest wants the timeout. 4:43 to go in the first half. Hillcrest leads it 20-12. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Have you been putting off replacing your tires because of cost? At Don's Auto Service, when you buy four qualifying Goodyear tires, you can get mail-in or online rebates up to $200, plus an added bonus of $50 more on any service of $100 more when you use your Goodyear credit card. Schedule an appointment or browse the tires and services at donsautoservice.com or just give them a call. Don's Auto Service in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hillcrest leads it 20-12 over the West Plains Zizzers with 4:43 to go here in the first half. And Hillcrest will have the ball. It'll be fourth and eight from the Zizzer 43-yard line. So, here comes the Hillcrest Hornets. Play clock is running. Hillcrest is trying to take just as much time as they can. And Floyd is in the shotgun. Looks like Hillcrest is going to go for it, either that or Floyd's going to punt the football. We'll have to see what happens. He's going to quick punt it. And it's going to be a short one taken back at the 13, coming around that left side. Across the 20 is the Zizzer return man. We'll have to see who that is. It may have been Gavin Jackson. Not sure. Let me see here. Nope. Zach Campbell on the punt return for the Zizzers. I knew it was a four. Just didn't see the one. Zizzers will take over first and 10 from their own 22-yard line with 4:29 to go. And it's Kinslow in the shotgun. And going to hand off. Seeley's going to cut it up inside. Seeley's running loose again, folks, running over people. He's up to the 40. And we've got a Zizzer down. And I believe it's Titus Seeley's on the ground, folks. It's going to be an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Like we said, it'll be out to the 40-yard line, but unless I'm mistaken, I believe that's Titus Seeley on the ground, folks, and that's not good. let's hope it's nothing too bad and Titus can come back into this ball game. They're looking at him right now. 4:22 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned, because coming up will be your Are the Ozarks Medical Equipment halftime show. And we'll run down the scoring and the highlights here in the first half. Plus, D. Ryan back to the studio will get you updated on scores around the area and throughout the Ozark Conference. Titus Seeley is still down. And now they're going to help him up. And he's flexing on it, folks. He's flexing. Titus will have to come out of the ball game for at least one play. And he's walking. Got the helmet off. Titus flings that hair back. He's ready to go. He's going to sit down, take a rest, and then he'll be right back at it. Seeley's pretty tough, folks. Trainer's going to work him over here on the side. She's going to check him out a little bit better. So you know what that means. Connor Lair. We should see Connor Lair into the ball game. It'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 40-yard line with 4:22 to go first half. Zizzers trailing by 8. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's going to run it, tucks it up inside. He's only going to get about a yard or two. Going to bring up a second down. They're going to give him, a yard, maybe. About the 41 and a half. Going to bring up a second and nine. For the Zizzers. Kinslow in the shotgun again. I believe that is Connor Lair in the backfield with him. They'll hand off. Busting up through the line. First down for the Zizzers and more. I believe it's Garrett Drown, folks. And it is Garrett Drown that time. Across the 50 down to the Hillcrest 41-yard line. Garrett Drown running the football. Zizzers have more backs they can use. Dalton Cox, Garrett Drown. So I believe Drown's going to stay in the ball game. I believe. Kinslow in the shotgun, first and 10 for the Zizzers. They'll hand it off inside the 40 this time before he's knocked backwards. Down to the 39, pickup of about 2, going to bring up 2nd and 8. Garrett Drown carrying the football once again for the Zizzers. Three minutes to go, first half. Zizzers need to put points on the board going in here at the half. Trailing by 8. Kinslow, Drown now, going to go out, split out to the left. Kinslow in the backfield by himself. In the shotgun. Kinslow's going to take it, going to cut it up inside from the left side, cuts it back. He's got a first down, and Kinslow is down the sideline, folks. Kinslow is gone. Touchdown, 39-yard run for the Zizzers, Dagan Kinslow. And maybe the offense is starting to roll here. Kinslow, 39-yard run. He started around the left end. Then he cut it back to the middle, and then things opened up on the right side. He beat 2 Hillcrest defenders around that corner, and down the sideline he went for the touchdown. Zizzers trail by 2, and Zizzers are going to go for 2 here. Zizzers looking to try and tie this thing up here. Kinslow in the shotgun. They'll hand off, coming around the right inside. It's good. Zizzers tie it up 20-20. We'll take a break. We're back in. It's Garrett Drown, I should say. with the two-point conversion. Now we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have just tied it up 20-20 with 2:31 to go in the first half. And Thomas will be kicking off to Hillcrest. Garrett Drown on the 3-yard run for the 2-point conversion. And I believe Titus Seeley is back up and ready to go, folks. I believe. Here we go. See if Taylor can get this thing figured out on the kickoffs here. And once again, it's going to be an onside kick, but Hillcrest falls on it at their own 47. Let's see where they spot it. I believe it's going to be the 43. First and 10 for Hillcrest. Question is, Hillcrest was up by 13 points, or they were up by 14 points, and Zizzers have come storming back here. So let's see what happens. And Hillcrest doesn't have a quarterback. They're going to go with Goodman. Goodman's going to play quarterback now. They got to get a player off the field. And now he said no, he's just going to line up as a receiver. And Goodman's going to run around to the left side, now cuts it back up inside. Zizzer's going to drop him down for no gain on the play. Titus Seeley back in the ballgame, gets the tackle for the Zizzers. Told you it's tough, he wasn't going to stay out long. All right, second and 10. No gain on the play. The ball sitting at the 46-yard line of Hillcrest. And you can bet they're going to try to milk as much of this minute 55 left to go in the first half as they can. They don't want to give the Zizzers the ball back. Floyd in the ball game now. He'll hand off to Goodman. No, he's going to pitch it, and they'll go around the right side. And the carrier that time for Hillcrest was dropped for about a 2-3-yard gain. I believe that was Gunner Brooks. And we've got flag on the play. So let's see what we got here. Garrett Drown on the tackle, but it's a holding against Hillcrest. So they'll ask Coach Perkins what he wants to do. And he says, put him back. So now Hillcrest will have it back at their own 39-yard line. And it will be second down. And we're still waiting because we've got officials. I believe they want to reset the play of the clock. We're trying to reset the clock now. Minute to holding on the Hillcrest, and it's going to bring up second down. Second down looks like about 18, 17. Second and 17 for Hillcrest. Floyd will hand it off. And almost dropped for a loss. Zizzers are in pursuit, and they're going to knock him down over there. I believe it was Goodman on the carry once again. And I don't know if he made it to the line of scrimmage. I think he lost another yard or two. Garrett Brown on the Garrett knocked him out of bounds over there. So now it's back to the 38-yard line. Ball's on the 38. It's going to bring up a third and 19 for Hillcrest. Minute 22 to go in the first half. 5 seconds on the play clock, and Hillcrest is going to call a timeout, folks. That was a late timeout if they called it, because they didn't call a timeout before the play clock hit zero. And it's delay of game on Hillcrest. They didn't call timeout, so that'll back them up another 5 yards. Hillcrest is just trying to get rid of some time here before they have, they don't want to give it back to the Zizzers. Now it's third and about three counties for Hillcrest from the from their own 33-yard line. So, here we go. It's actually third and about 22, looks like. Third and 23. I was close. Floyd in the shotgun. Going to give it to Goodman. Goodman comes right up the middle, and he's going to finally be brought down, but he gets a chunk of that yardage back. He took it right up the gut. They're going to bring him down at about the 47 of the Zizzers. Chance Eldringhoff on the tackle. It's going to bring up fourth and four for Hillcrest. Fourth and four with 50 seconds to go in the first half. So Hillcrest is not going to let the Zizzers have the football unless there's a turnover here. And Floyd, Floyd's going to get sacked, folks. He's going to get sacked, and the Zizzers will get the football with 35 seconds to go in the half. And he's sacked at the 49 of Hillcrest. Connor Lair on the sack for the Zizzers. So Zizzers offense will take over first and 10 at the Hillcrest 49 with 35 seconds to go, and I believe the Zizzers has some timeouts left here that they could use. Of course, the Zizzers could break one loose. We've seen it happen a few times. So here we go. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 49-yard line with 35 seconds to go in the first half. Kinslow in the backfield. He's looking to throw. Kinslow's going to throw down the left side. Got a receiver, and it is caught, folks. It is caught. With 27 seconds to go, all the way down. My goodness gracious. Down about the 7-yard line. That's going to be the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. And another OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Josh Leeser on the completion for the Zizzers. And I believe timeout has been called. 27 seconds to go, tied up 20-20, and the Zizzers have it. First and goal at the Hillcrest 7-yard line. See if the Zizzers can punch this thing in from 7 yards out, folks. Stay tuned. We'll have your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up in just a little bit. Depends on how long it takes us to play this 27 seconds. So stay tuned for that. We'll update the scoring for you here and the highlights of the first half. And then also, D. Ryan back to the studio will get you updated on scores from around the area and also around the Ozark Conference. Here we go. First and goal from the Hillcrest 7-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun. And that's Seeley with him. Seeley with the football goes up down to about the 5. That's going to bring up second and goal. Zizzers will take a timeout here with 19 seconds to go in the half. So Seeley gets it down to the 5. second and goal for the Zizzers. Seeley trying to get. He started around that left side. He saw a hole, turned it up, and the hole closed up around the 5-yard line, and Titus was in trouble. Wouldn't say in trouble. He just gained 3 yards, and the Zizzers quickly called timeout with 19 seconds to go here in the first half of play. So, 19 seconds. What will Coach Perkins draw up now? Coach Perkins, along with Assistant Coach Scott Womack, they handle the offense. And here we go. Second and goal from the Hillcrest 5 for the Zizzers. Kinslow is in the shotgun. Seeley's back there with him. Connor Lair's in the ball game as well. Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. See if the Zizzers can punch this thing in. And we've already got a flag. Down to about the 2. 13 seconds, but we got a flag, and I believe this one's going against the Zizzers. Have to wait and see here. And it is illegal procedure on the Zizzers. So with 13 seconds, that'll back them up. The Zizzers, I believe, have taken another timeout here, or... No, they've just come over to the side to get the play from Perkins to be ready to go when they spot this ball at the 10-yard line. So it's going to be second and goal from the Hillcrest 10 for the Zizzers with 13 seconds. They need to punch this thing in here. It'll be Seeley, Kinslow, Lair. Or will Kinslow throw the football? And now, wait a minute. Now we've got whistles again. Okay, they're saying now. Got the play clock set at 25. Now they'll wind it. 13 seconds of us. Clock will start on the snap. Here comes Seeley around the right end. He'll cut it up, and he's going to get tackled. And Seeley still has the ball. 2 seconds. Clock has stopped here. What in the world? I thought they called him down. Now we've got a flag. As tempers were starting to flare out there, Kinslow was drug out of the pile. Let's see who they mark it, who they call. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct, probably a personal foul. Question is, who are they going to call it on? Will it be the Zizzers or Hillcrest? There's 2 seconds on the clock, so we can get another play here. There was a battle for the football. The question was, they marked Seeley down, and it's going to be personal foul against the Zizzers, personal foul against Hillcrest. They'll offset, and it'll be third and goal from the Hillcrest 9 with 2 seconds to go, so the Zizzers need to punch it in here with 2 seconds to go and take the lead at halftime. Here we go. Kinslow's in the shotgun. Lair out to the right, Seeley to the left. And now we got flags again. And I believe Hillcrest may have called a timeout. I'm not sure who called the timeout. They haven't said who called the timeout. What happened? There was 2 seconds on the clock, and they're saying that's the half of football. Coach Perkins is talking with the officials going, what in the world? There was 2 seconds on the clock. And they are saying no. The officials are saying no. That the clock had 2 seconds on it. Zizzers had a play to run, and the officials have called the half here. You had a penalty. It offset. There was 2 seconds on the clock. And Perkins is still out there arguing with the officiating crew, and he's got every right to. But that's your half right now, 20-20, Zizzers and the Hillcrest Hornets tied up here 20-20 at the half, folks. And we'll take a break. When we come back, we will have your part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Did you know that you can shop Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment store online? Sure can. Just go to homemedicalwp.com and see their full catalog. There's always a very helpful medical resource center, and you can even pay your bill online at homemedicalwp.com. Like to see something in person? Visit Home Showroom, located at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center, proudly serving the Midwest since 1984.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First Lending Team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. We're tied up 20-20 at the half of Springfield Hillcrest and the West Plains Zizzers. In the first quarter, our scoring, it was Goodman on a 12-yard run for Hillcrest. Kick was no good. Hillcrest jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Then with 5:20 to go, Floyd on a 4-yard run. The kick was good. Hillcrest led it 13-0. Then with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter, Titus Sealy on a 14-yard run, 2-point conversion no good, and Hillcrest led it 13-6 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter with 10:02 to go, Gunner Brooks on a 22-yard pass from Floyd for Hillcrest. Kick was good. Hillcrest was up 20-6 and looked like they were cruising in this ball game. Then with 6:18 to go, Kinslow on a 5-yard run, the kick no good. Hillcrest led it 20-12. And then with 2:31 to go, Kinslow on a 39-yard run. Garrett Drown had the two-point conversion on the 3-yard run, and we're all tied up 20-20 here at the half. Zizzers have turned it over. They've lost a fumble. They were able to gain a fumble. They also lost a fumble. And Dagan Kinslow threw an interception here in the first half, plus Kinslow also intercepted Floyd for Hillcrest in the first half. So looks like Zizzers got off to a slow start, but maybe they're rolling now. And Connor Lair came in there about halfway through the second quarter and started helping out by running the football as well, and that may have been the spark the Zizzers needed as they fought back here to a 20-20 tie here at the half. It is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Did you know that you can shop Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment store online? Sure can. Just go to homemedicalwp.com and see their full catalog. There's always a very helpful medical resource center, and you can even pay your bill online at homemedicalwp.com. Like to see something in person? Visit Home Showroom, located at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center, proudly serving the Midwest since 1984.
What to take to the great outdoors with that new side-by-side or maybe an RV? Maybe you have your eyes on a new car, truck, or boat. Whatever moves you, Community First can help make it yours. Come talk with a representative and find out how you can get a loan with low interest and monthly payments. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The leaves will be falling soon. Make cleanup easier with a quality steel blower from Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Get the BG56 CE easy-to-use handheld gas blower for just $159.99, a $30 savings. For the BGA57 battery-powered blower set, it includes charger and battery for $179.99, a $20 savings. Upgrade to a two-battery bundle and save $90. Limited-time offers. Hurry in to Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
At Knox Orthopedics, we are still seeing patients and scheduling future appointments. I'm Dr. Tom Knox, and our primary concern for 37 years has been for our patients. We understand your concerns and want you to know we are carefully following prescribed guidelines for both patient and staff safety. Our measures include strict sanitizing procedures, eliminating time in our waiting room, frequent use of telemedicine capabilities for questions or follow-up, and staying ready for any emergencies. For your safety, we are doing our utmost to handle this.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Eagles Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzer! Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
D. Ryan back in the studio with you with some area scores. We have Kickapoos leading Lebanon 27-6 at the half. Rolla's beating Glendale 21-14 at the half. West Plains and Hillcrest were tied at 20. West Plains had a rough first quarter with four straight plays where they dropped the football or turned it over. Three fumbles in a row, two recovered by the Zizzers, one by Hillcrest, and then they threw an interception on the fourth play. So, rough first quarter, but the good comeback in the second quarter. Bolivar's up 21-7 at Parkview. Waynesville is beating Camden 21-14. Fairgrove is beating Liberty in the second quarter, 32-16. Stratford's up 14-6 against Ava. Carl Junction is beating Carthage 20-7. Webb City's up 31-0 against Neosho. Thayer is beating Highland 29-0. You can listen to that game on K-Country 95. And Willow Springs is losing to Marionville 13-7, and that is at the half. We'll be back with Ramblin' Rick and the second half in just a few minutes.
Did you know that you can shop part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment Store online? Sure can. Just go to homemedicalwp.com and see their full catalog. There's always a very helpful medical resource center, and you can even pay your bill online at homemedicalwp.com. Like to see something in person? Visit Home Showroom, located at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center, proudly serving the Midwest since 1984. The kids are back to school, making it a great time to spruce things up around the house. Have you thought about replacing those old faucets, sinks, and tubs? It's an easy update with the help of your friends at Negri Plumbing. They also repair and replace garbage disposals, water heaters, and toilets. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, specializing in service, and prides themselves on being dependable, honest, and experienced.
Back to school season is here, which means family vehicles are working overtime. Making sure your vehicle is safe on the road is very important to Don's Auto Service, and they make it easy to get proper repairs and maintenance with free pickup and delivery to your home or place of business. You can schedule an appointment or ask a question at donsautoservice.com or just give them a call. Don's Auto Service in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Community First Bank and Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First lending team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend a loan that best fits your needs. Community First Bank and Company, Mount Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's fall cleanup and firewood cutting time once again. Get great deals on quality steel chainsaws at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Get the MS-291 high-performance chainsaw for $419.99 after a $30 online rebate. The Farm Boss MS-271 is $369.99 after a $30 online rebate. And the popular MS-250 chainsaw is now $299.99, a $60 savings. Limited time offers. Hurry into Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
And welcome back to Zizzer's Stadium. And it is halftime. By the way, it is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And the Zizzers and the Hillcrest Hornets all tied up 20-20 apiece here at the half. The ball game tonight brought to you by the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home in the West Plains, Simmons Bank in West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy in West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics in West Plains, Negri Plumbing in West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment in West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, that would be Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Well, the Zizzers won the toss at the beginning of the game, and they deferred to the second half, so Zizzers will get the football to start the second half here as we're all tied up 20-20. It would have been really great if they could have scored there right before the half ended and then come out here in the third quarter and got another score. That would have put them up by two scores, and hopefully that would be enough to get them out of here with a victory, because they didn't play very good at the beginning of the ball game. And they started coming around in the second quarter, and Hillcrest looked like they were starting to lose a little bit of their confidence out there. I can tell you things getting a little chippy out there as the second quarter came to an end, so be interesting to see if both teams calm down here at the half in the locker rooms and come back out and play some good, tough football out here in this ball game. All right, we're going to extend the halftime, folks, for another 3 minutes, so we're going to take a break as well. and we'll come back with more Zizzer football. It's 2020 Hillcrest and the West Plains Zizzers here at Zizzer Stadium at the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Did you know that you can shop Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment store online? Sure can. Just go to homemedicalwp.com and see their full catalog. There's always a very helpful medical resource center, and you can even pay your bill online at homemedicalwp.com. Like to see something in person? Visit Home Showroom, located at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center. Proudly serving the Midwest since 1984. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. We aren't ready for summer to end, but colder months are lingering around the corner. Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to take time now to prepare for the cold days ahead. It's a perfect time to insulate your pipes while the weather is nice. Also check for any leaks around outside faucets. You will definitely want to get those fixed before it gets cold. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing at 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, dependable, honest, and experienced.
Have you been putting off replacing your tires because of cost? At Don's Auto Service, when you buy four qualifying Goodyear tires, you can get mail-in or online rebates up to $200, plus an added bonus of $50 more on any service of $100 more when you use your Goodyear credit card. Schedule an appointment or browse the tires and services at donsautoservice.com or just give them a call. Don's Auto Service in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Both teams are getting their final instructions on the sideline here before we come out and start the second half. We hope you've enjoyed the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. D. Ryan ran down some of those scores for you around the area and around the Ozark Conference. We'll try to keep an eye on those as the night progresses here. Good news is, Titus Sealy seems to be okay, ready to go. It was his right ankle, and they have taped that right ankle now. And so he was down here doing some wind sprints, and they're checking it. Trainer's down there checking it. And Titus is ready to go. So the Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter here as they won the coin toss at the beginning of the ball game, and they deferred to take the ball to start the third quarter. So, looks like Zal Shatta will be kicking off. You got to watch him because Hillcrest tried an onside kick. So we'll have to see. They try it again. He's got a pretty good leg on him. He can get it in the end zone. And that one's kind of a low line drive into the end zone. So the Zizzers will take over. First and 10 on their own 20-yard line to start the third quarter. So, Dagan Kinslow will bring the offense out on the field. And we'll just have to wait and see how much will we see Connor Lair in the second half. He's had that hamstring injury, so I'm looking, and he's not going to start this series. But Connor came in there in the second quarter and had a pretty good lift to the Zizzer offense. Ginslow in the shotgun. Seeley sprints out, takes the pass, coming around the left side. Seeley runs over a couple of players and runs out of bounds. Looks like about the 32. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. That's the way you want to start off the third quarter. Pickup of almost 12, out to about the 32. That'll bring up first and 10. So, and I'm looking, I can't tell, that might be Connor Lehrer into the ball game. No, it's not. Kinslow with the football, and he's going to take a sack here, folks, all the way back to the 25. That's going to bring up a second and 17 for the Zizzers. Kinslow rolled to the right, but he had two Hillcrest Hornets coming from both sides. He tried to get out of it, but he was able to get back to the 25, and that's as far as he got. So second down and 17. Kinslow in the shotgun, back to Seeley. They're coming around the left side again. Seeley hurdles somebody, and he's out to about the 34-yard line. We've got a penalty now, and this one's probably coming back on the Zizzers. Just going by where they, yep. It's like the old-fashioned chop block there. So that will set them back. So after the Zizzers pick up 12 yards on the first play, here in the third quarter, they're going backwards. That's not good. So now the ball goes all the way back to the 12-yard line. They got to get to the 42 for a first down. It is now second and 30, folks. Second and 30 from their own 12. Zizzers with the football. And Connor Lehrer is in the football game. Titus Seeley is spread out to the left side as a receiver. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's looking. Now he rolls. And he throws underneath, and he threw it too low for Seeley. Seeley went down, tried to get it, but he couldn't. And that's going to bring up a third and 30 now for the Zizzers. And you know we're probably looking at a pass play here. We'll have to wait and see. Third and 30. So this is not the way the Zizzers wanted to start the third quarter here. Kinslow is going to take it. He's running up the inside. He's all the way out to the 25. That's going to bring up a fourth and 17. So the Zizzers are going to have to punt the football, folks. Actually, they're going to mark it down at the 24. First down's at the 42, so the Zizzers are going to have to punt the football. And looks like it's going to be Kinslow backing up to punt the football. One player back for Hillcrest, and there's an offside. Got some flags. Hillcrest defenders pointing over at the Zizzers, but the Hillcrest player literally stepped across that line. And let's see what they say. It's going to be offsides on Hillcrest. So that'll help the Zizzers a little bit. Brings it out to the 29-yard line. So now we're looking at fourth and 13, folks. Fourth and 13, Kinslow is still back to punt. And he's going to get it away. Good punt. And it's going to hit. It's going to roll. And it's going to take a good roll for the Zizzers inside the 25. down to... Zizzer's trying to fan that ball to keep it going, but they're going to mark him down at the 22. Garrett Drown's going to down it there. So Hillcrest will take over first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. So let's see if the Zizzer defense can come out here and get a stop. Zizzer's really wanted to come out here and take that opening drive of the second half and put some points on the board, but penalties hurt them that time. Floyd's in the shotgun. Goodman's back there with him. First and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 22-yard line. Floyd going to give it to Goodman. No, Floyd's going to keep it. Pitches it wide left. And it's, are they going to give him the first down or not? Depends on where he went down at. Looked like he crawled a little ways, and they're going to give it to him. First down for Hillcrest. Hillcrest sent everybody to the right side. Then Floyd rolled out to the left and then did the pitch. And the Zizzers only had a couple of players out there. So that's first and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 33-yard line. Hillcrest wants to keep the Zizzer offense off the field because that's how explosive the Zizzer offense is. Floyd looking to throw. He will to the left side. Incomplete, but it's picked off. It's picked off by the Zizzers. I didn't see who the number was, but the Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Hillcrest 41-yard line. Landon Casey gets the interception for the Zizzers. So that's how you do it, defense. So now we got first down and 10 for the Zizzers at the Hillcrest 41. Let's see if they can take advantage here of the turnover. Ginslow in the shotgun, and it'll be Seeley back there with him. And they'll give it to Seeley. He'll cut up inside. Seeley still on his feet, still going. He's inside the 35. Will they give it to him, or are they going to mark him at the 35? They're going to mark him at the 35. Nope, just inside the 35, about the 34-and-a-half. So that's a gain about 6 yards. Second and four. Second and a short four, let's put it that way. All right, Kinslow in the shotgun. And Seeley's back there with him again. And Zizzer's going to have to call a timeout. Somebody wasn't sure where he was supposed to go. He was looking over at the sideline and wasn't getting any instructions. So we'll take a timeout as well. 20-20, we're tied up. 8:29 to go, third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football. 100.9 The Train.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Hey, and welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. We're all tied up 20-20. Hillcrest and the Zizzers. 8:29 to go, third quarter. Zizzers called a timeout. Now they come back out. Second and four for the Zizzers. Now they've marked the ball at the Hillcrest 35-yard line. So now we've lost a half yard on the spot. Anyway, here we go. And right side, it's a first down and more off to the end zone. Touchdown for the Zizzers. We've got a signal, and yes, it is. I believe that was Dagan Kinslow. Kinslow that time, 35-yard run. And the Zizzers are back on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. They lead it 26-20, 8:21 to go here in the third. And Zizzers will line up, and they're going to go, they're going to try the extra point kick. Folks, if I were the Zizzers, I'd give up on this extra point kicking game, and I'd just go for two from the three-yard line. Because we've had all kinds of problems here in the season. Thomas has got it up, and it is good, though. Zizzers lead at 27-20. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Back to school season is here, which means family vehicles are working overtime. Making sure your vehicle is safe on the road is very important to Don's Auto Service, and they make it easy to get proper repairs and maintenance with free pickup and delivery to your home or place of business. You can schedule an appointment or ask a question at donsautoservice.com or just give them a call. Don's Auto Service in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And the Zizzers have their first lead of the night, folks, 27-20, with 8:21 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers will be kicking off after the Dagan Kinslow 35-yard touchdown run. And Thomas's extra point kick was good. So Hillcrest is going to put a man all the way back. Looks like he's going to go about the 5-yard line. Here we go. And we've got a whistle already. Ball fell off the tee. So we'll reset the ball on the tee and try it again. And it's a squid kick down to about the 31. It's where Hillcrest is going to take it. Zizzers will tackle at the 44. Hillcrest will have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. And let's see what the Hillcrest Hornets do. Brendan Marks on the tackle, by the way, on the kickoff. Now, here we go, Hillcrest, first and 10. They're going to mark it at the 45-yard line. First and 10 at their own 45. Floyd's in the shotgun. Goodman back here with him. And a couple of receivers, and there's the flag. That should be an illegal procedure. Floyd's going to throw it out here to the right side. Zizzers are there. It's caught. Tackled at about the 49 of the Zizzers, but we got a flag because two players were moving at the same time. So that'll be coming back. No, they're going to wave off the flag. Two players were crisscrossing in the backfield back there moving. And the main official threw the flag. Now he's going to wave it off, going to bring a second and 4 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 49. Zizzer defense needs to get stopped here, get the ball back, let the offense do their thing. Floyd's going to throw it to the left. It's batted down. Batted down that time. And Connor Lair was breathing down Floyd's neck there from the front side. So Floyd went to throw it, and Connor just jumped in the air. And that'll bring up third and 4 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 49. See if the defense can get a stop here. Need a stop big time. Hillcrest looking to the side. Play clock at 5. Hillcrest just milking the clock down to 1. They need to snap it, and they didn't get that off. But coming around the left side that time for the first down. But why did they should have threw a flag because they should have threw the flag because the play clock was down to 0. But that's a first down. for Goodman down to the 44-yard line. Sebastian Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Goodman got it down to the 44 of the Zizzers. But that play should have never – they didn't snap that until after there was a zero. Officials are not paying attention to the play clock when Hillcrest has the football here. Floyd pulls it out. He's looking to throw. Zizzers in pursuit. And it's up for grabs, almost picked off by the Zizzers. It's going to bring up a second and 10. And we may have another flag. We've got another flag. It's going to go against Hillcrest. Ineligible receiver downfield. Well, that'll back him up. That'll bring it back to the Zizzer 49, and that'll bring up a first and 15 now for Hillcrest. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter with the Zizzers up 27-20. So first and 15 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 49. Floyd in the shotgun, Goodman back there with him. Floyd's going to roll to the right, looking to throw. He's got a receiver. And Zizzer's trying to get the receiver down. They finally do. That receiver just happened to be Devin Oliver. And the tackle by the Zizzers. Austin Davis on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's going to bring up second and five. Down to the 39 of the Zizzers, so it's second and five now for Hillcrest. And Oliver that time, he's the right side wideout. And he is just going down. They're leaving him with about a five-yard cushion. He's going to be playing some college ball somewhere. Oliver is a good receiver. And he's good after he gets the ball, too. Floyd's going to run to the left side this time. Roll out, pass, and it's good for a first down. Zizzers over there with a stick, but not until they get down to the 24, the Zizzers. Another first down for Hillcrest, and right now Hillcrest passing that football because they know the Zizzer defensive secondary is minus two of their starters. Garrett Drown on the tackle that time, but good news is those two secondary defensive starters will be back next week. First and 10 at the Zizzer 24. Floyd once again in the shotgun. Goodman's with him. And now they're going to hand off to somebody else around the right side, and he'll pick up a couple of yards. Kinslow on the tackle. And I believe that time for Hillcrest. Gunner Brooks carrying the football. Pick up of two. So let's see. Kinslow and Garrett Drown on the tackle for the Zizzers. Actually, it's going to be second and a long eight or second and short nine. That gave him about a yard on the pickup. Floyd throwing it to the left side again. And secondary there, but Hillcrest got another first down. They are inside the 10-yard line, folks. And Mike Floyd, the quarterback for Hillcrest, is just picking apart the Zizzer defense right now. The Zizzer defense is going to have to figure this thing out. It is first and goal from the Zizzer 8-yard line for Hillcrest with 4:53 to go here in the third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 27-20. Hillcrest knocking on the door. Zizzers need a stop here. Defense needs a stop. Floyd's going to roll to the right. Zizzers in pursuit. He'll throw it for the end zone, and it is no good. Stepped out of bounds when he caught it. So it'll be second and goal for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 8-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here we go. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman is in the backfield. comes the snap. They're going to give it to Goodman, and he's going to get – no, they kept it. Somebody lost a helmet. Zizzer player looks like lost a helmet. They brought it around the right side. Gilchrist did. That was Oliver on the run all the way down to the four-yard line. It's going to be third and goal from the Zizzer four. Didn't see who lost their helmet out there. One of the Zizzers. You know there's some serious fighting going on when a helmet comes off and goes rolling across the football field. Third and goal from the Zizzer four-yard line for Hillcrest. 4:05 to go third quarter. Can the Zizzers get a stop here? Lloyd's in the shotgun. And now we've got a whistle, and I believe Hillcrest wants a timeout. And they do. Timeout by Hillcrest, 27-20. Zizzers with the lead. 4 minutes to go third quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Hillcrest has the football, third and goal from the Zizzer four-yard line. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, and the Zizzers lead it 27-20. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. On this drive, Hillcrest has been hurting the Zizzers by throwing the football and running some misdirection plays. Let's see what the Zizzer defense can do here. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman is the tailback. Third and goal from the Zizzer four. Floyd looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to be brought down at about the three. There was an opening there, but it closed up quickly. A whole host of Zizzers in there. And they're going to mark this at the four. They're going to say he didn't get any yardage there. Titus Seeley on the tackle, leading the charge. So now it's fourth and goal from the Zizzer four. For Hillcrest, see if the Zizzers can hold here. Fourth and goal from the Zizzer four. Floyd, he's got it, looking to throw left, and there was nobody there. Miscommunication, the receiver went one way, Floyd threw it the other way. And Zizzers will take over on downs, first and 10 from their own four-yard line. So the Zizzer defense... It's the stop. 3:11 to go, third quarter. Now let's see if the Zizzers can take it the other way. Dagan Kinslow is going to bring them out. They've got the play from Coach Perkins. And the Zizzers will line up. Here comes Hillcrest on the defensive side, and the play clock starts. Kinslow in the shotgun. Seeley. Kinslow is on the goal line. Seeley is about 2-3 yards in the end zone. Seeley's coming around the left side, and he's out there. He's got the first down, folks. That's an ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down all the way out to the 17-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. So Zizzers get out of a hole. Now they just need to keep... They need to keep it rolling down the field here so they can go up by two touchdowns. That would be very, very nice in this game. Kinslow, once again, and I believe on the, look like maybe it was Seeley, lost the handle but was able to fall on the football. But it's back at the 15. So, loss of two on the play. It'll be second and 12 for the Zizzers. Second and 12 from the Zizzers' own 15-yard line. Kinslow trying to draw him off sides. Hillcrest wouldn't fall for it. Now he'll take it, hand it off. Seeley will cut up inside again. Looked like if Seeley would have kept going out around the right side end, he would have had some open field to run in, but he cut it up inside. Gets it up to the 20. Actually, the 19. It's going to bring up a third. Third and 8 for the Zizzers at their own 19-yard line. Third and 8 with a minute 55 to go third quarter, and the Zizzers up 27-20. Kinslow in the shotgun. Seeley once again cutting up inside, and that either looked like a horse collar or a face mask, but they didn't call it. Seeley got out to the 25. It's going to bring up fourth down and 2 for the Zizzers. Actually make it fourth and 3. It's just shy of the 24. They got to hurry up. Play clock down to 15. The Zizzers walking around like they got all day. They need to hurry it up here. We're down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Fourth and 3. Zizzers got to make it across about the 27-and-a-half-yard line. Kinslow hands off, and Hillcrest stops him. Zizzers going to turn it over on downs. Connor Lair. Now the defense is going to have to pick it up again because Hillcrest will take over. First and 10 from the Zizzer 22-yard line. 57 seconds to go third quarter. Zizzer's up by 7. Folks, don't be fooled here. Hillcrest is a good ball club. They have some athletes out there. They are very athletic. They have size. Here we go. For Hillcrest, first and 10 from the Zizzer 22. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman's back there in the tailback. This time they're going to give it to Goodman. Goodman coming around the right side. Zizzer's in pursuit, and they're going to knock him out of bounds. He'll pick up a couple of yards, maybe 3. Looks like they're going to knock him out at the 19. That'll bring up a second and 7 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 19. And by going out of bounds, that stops the clock at 51 seconds. Zizzers almost had Goodman in the backfield for a loss, but he was able to scoot around the corner there and pick up 3. Floyd in the shotgun. He'll throw to the left this time over the head of the receiver, but that'll bring up a 3rd and 7. Floyd had a receiver out in the left flat there, but just overthrew him. So now it's going to be 3rd and 7 for Hillcrest at the Zither 19-yard line. 48 seconds to go third quarter. Floyd brings him up. Floyd's in the shotgun. Goodman once again the tailback. Zizzer's moving around on defense. It's going to be Goodman with the football, and he is inside the 15. I don't know if they're going to get. I think he's short of the first down, but he's awful close, folks. It's going to be fourth down. Fourth and 1. Looks like 4th and 1. Ball is at the 18-yard line. 4th and 1 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 18 with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down to 12 seconds. And Hillcrest doesn't have to snap the ball because the time clock will expire before the play clock does, and they're just going to let it expire. At the end of three at Zizzer Stadium, it's the Zizzers 27 and Hillcrest 20. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football. 100.9, the train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we start the fourth quarter of play. Hillcrest has the football. It is fourth and one for Hillcrest. And the ball is sitting, I believe, on the 19-yard line of the Zizzers. Fourth and one. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman back there in the tailback. They'll give it to Goodman. He's got the first down, and Goodman is headed. He's going to be close. And they're going to say no. And it's a first down for Hillcrest at the one-yard line. Chance Eldernhoff on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's first and goal from the Zizzer one-yard line, folks. Zizzer defense needs to blow this thing up. Floyd in the shotgun, Goodman the tailback. Here we go. First and goal from the Zizzer one. Hillcrest looking to try to tie this up. Goodman, he's in standing up. Goodman is in with 11:41 to go here. And Goodman with the one-yard run. And if Hillcrest can make this extra point, they will have tied up this ball game. 27-26, and I believe Hillcrest looks like they're going to go for it. Hillcrest is going for two, folks. They're going for the lead. So the ball's placed at the three-yard line. Floyd in the shotgun. Goodman, the tailback. Zizzer's trying to hold here on the two-point conversion from the three-yard line. Once again, milking that clock, and Hillcrest wants a timeout. They let the clock go all the way down to 1 second, the play clock. But the game clock didn't have any time run off of it, so I don't know what in the world we were trying to pull through there. 27-26. Hillcrest wants the timeout. Zizzers lead it by one. As we have 11:41 to go here in the ball game, in the fourth quarter. So Hillcrest will come back out. They'll be looking to take the lead here with a two-point conversion, unless they've decided to kick now. And Hillcrest is going to go for it, folks. So, no, now they're going to kick it. Now they'll try to tie it up with the extra point kick. Here we go. It'll be Zal Shatta, and it is blocked. Zizzers block the kick, and the Zizzers keep the lead 27-26. All right, let's keep it right here, and we can tell you some scores from around the area and the Ozark Conference. First of all, Kickapoo leads 11-30-14 in the third quarter. Carthage leads Carl Junction 21-20 in the fourth quarter. Webb City has beaten Neosho 45-0. Let's see. Camdenton leads Waynesville 31-21 in the fourth quarter. Bolivar leading Parkview 28-7 third quarter. Rolla and Glendale tied up 21 apiece in the third quarter. Some other scores here as we go down the list and take a look. Ava has beaten Stratford 20-14, and Fair Grove leads Liberty Eagles 44-24 third quarter. Kabul leads Greenfield 40-6 at the half. Marionville leads Willow 13-7 at the half. Harrison leads Mountain Home 21-13 at the half. Houston over St. James 18-0 at the half. Thayer leads Highland 36-0 in the third quarter. And that's the scores we have for you at the present time. So, here at Zizzer Stadium, it is 27-26. Zizzers with the lead. And Camdenton to kick off, and Hillcrest to kick off, and I believe, folks, it'll be safe to say that Hillcrest will try the onside kick here. Maybe not. He may kick it away. Here's Shadow. And he's going to kick it away, and it's headed for the end zone. Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. See what the Zizzer offense can do here. Penalties cost them the last time. Some penalties and some plays for losses. So, we have 11:41 to go in the ball game. 27-26. Zizzers with the lead. Zizzers need to march this thing down the field, take some time off the clock, and stick it in the end zone. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself. And now they're going to hand off, and Seely tried to cut up inside, and Seely's going to be dropped for a loss. That's not the way you want to start. Seely dropped at the 18-yard line, going to bring up second and 12. As the Hillcrest defense has found their mojo again, and they are firing off that ball. Zizzer offense is going to have to get it back in gear here. That's some pretty big boys on the Hillcrest defensive line up there. Zizzers have some pretty good-sized boys on the offensive line. All right, direct snap this time. Spin out, I believe it's Kinslow, and he is going to be swallowed up by Hillcrest Hornets. Kinslow, they're going to give him the line of scrimmage, or did he lose any? I think they're going to give him the line of scrimmage. Yep, he got the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up a third and 12 now. And seems like Hillcrest has caught on to the Zizzers running game here. Kinslow in the shotgun, so he's back in the backfield with him, and now we've got whistles. Got to reset the play clock. And now we go. So it's third and 12. Zizzers need to get some offense rolling here. Kinslow going to try to run, spins. And, folks, he got four, maybe five. But it's going to bring up fourth down for the Zizzers. They're going to have to punt the football again. And all of a sudden here in the second half, the Zizzer offense, I tell you what, folks, it's pretty much come to a sputtering halt. It's going to be fourth and six. They're going to spot that football at the Zizzer 24-yard line. Fourth and six. Kinslow back to punt it. And he gets another high punt off. Going to be taken. No, it's going to hit the ground. Then it's going to be taken by Hillcrest at about the 37. Then they bring it out to the 41. Goodman on the return. Josh Leeser on the tackle for the Zizzers. Hillcrest will take over first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Let's see if the Zizzer defense can do something now. After 40 points were scored in the first half between these two teams, only 13 have been scored here in the second half. Hillcrest with the football, and their offense has been rolling here a little bit in the second half. Zizzer defense needs some stops. Floyd going to give it to Goodman. He's coming right up the middle, and he fumbled the ball but fell right back on it. He's out to about the 47. Going to bring up a second down. They're checking to see, but Goodman fell on the football. And it's going to be second and four for Hillcrest. Sebastian Agnew on the Sebastian Rogers, I should say, on the tackle. Trey Luna also in on the tackle. Second and four for Hillcrest at the 47. And it's going to be Goodman again, but he's going to be dropped. Got back to the line of scrimmage, looks like. Going to bring up a third down, third and four. And one of the Zizzers is down now. Looks like could be a cramp. So teams will take a knee. Can't see who it is, but looks like it's a cramp on the right leg for one of the Zizzers. So we have 8:25 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 27-26. Hillcrest has the football. It's third and four. Hillcrest on their own 46-yard line. And trying to see who it is. Gabe Sellers is the one that had the cramp. He's going to walk it off. Limping just a little bit, but they'll work that cramp out over on the side. Third and four for Hillcrest. Zizzer defense needing to get a stop here. Turnover would be really, really great. But we'll settle for a turnover. Here we go. Third and four. Floyd rolls to the right, looking to throw, and he's got a receiver over there, and it's a first down. Down to the Zither 48. And it'll be first and 10 for Hillcrest. So it's first and 10 for Hillcrest at the Zither 48, and the Zither offense needs to get a stop. Can't express that enough. Defense needs to stop here. Floyd's going to hand it off. It's Goodman around the right side again, and he's going to get knocked out of bounds, but not before he gets down to about the 41. And he's going to bring up Goodman, gets it down about the, they're going to mark it at the, actually at the 43. So that's going to bring up a second and five for Hillcrest. And they're taking time off the clock. 8:12 to go here in the ball game with Hillcrest trailing by one. Zizzer defense needs to stop. Hillcrest wants to go down here and score, but not leave, and Zizzer's just jumped offside. And that was not good. That Zizzer didn't need that right here. You don't need to help them. Hillcrest has some momentum, and you don't need to help them out any. And they're going to take a look and see if this is going to be enough for a first down. It was second and five. And they're giving it a good eyeball. And they're going to measure this thing. Officials are going to measure this with 8:12 to go in the game. This is up 27-26. And officials time out to measure. And eyeballing it. I don't know, folks. And it is going to be first down. First down for Hillcrest. They're down to the 38-yard line of the Zizzers. So it'll be first and 10 for Hillcrest with 8:12 to go in the ball game. It's safe to say the Zizzers have not played their best ball game here. This is not the same team we saw last week play Glendale. All right, Floyd in the shotgun, Goodman behind him. First and 10 for Hillcrest. They'll give it to Goodman again, and he's going to get loose again. Breaks about two or three tackles. He's inside the 35, down to about the 33, 34. They're going to say the 34. And that's going to bring up second and 6 for the Zizzers. You're probably going to get a good dose of Goodman because so far the Zizzers have not been able to stop Goodman tonight. They've caught him a couple of times behind the line of scrimmage, but that's it. He's been breaking tackles and getting loose. Floyd will snap it. Give it to Goodman again, right side, Goodman, and he's going to get another first down inside the 30, down to the 26. That's another first and 10 for Hillcrest. Actually, no, they're going to mark him at the 28, and it'll be a first and 10. It's good enough just inside the 28 of the Zizzers for a first down, first and 10 with 7:20 to go in the ball game. And the way the Zizzer offense is played here in the second half, if Hillcrest scores, I don't know if the Zizzers can score again. They haven't been doing a very good job. They're going to give it to Goodman again, and he's loose on the right side. Down to about the 25-yard line, maybe inside the 25. No, they're going to mark it at the 25, and that's going to be second and 7. Titus Seeley with the tackle. This defense needs to get tough right here, folks. They need to show just how tough they are. Hillcrest has the momentum. Defense needs to get a stop, and right now Goodman is just too powerful for him right now. Zizzer's defense needs to step up. Floyd in the shotgun. He'll give it to Goodman again, right side. Floyd took a shot, but he'd already gotten rid of the football. And it won't be a first down. I think they're going to mark him at the 20. So that'll bring up like a third and 2. And we're stopping the clock for some reason. Nope, it's running. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. And the Zizzers trail, or Zizzers lead by one. Third and 2. Zizzer defense needs a stop. Here it comes, third and 2 from the Zizzer 20. And Floyd going to give it to Goodman again. And Goodman's got the first down, folks. He just took it across the right side and picks up the first down, first and 10, inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line of the Zizzers. And 5:27 to go in the ball game. Hillcrest is just methodically, folks, running this football, taking time off the clock, moving the chains. They don't want to leave very much time for the Zizzers on offense. Zizzer defense has no answer right now for the Hillcrest offense. Floyd hands off to Goodman again, but this time Zizzers get the stop. Goodman tried to run up inside. A couple of Zizzers making the tackle right there. So that's going to bring up Austin Davis on the tackle. 4:40 to go in the ball game. It's going to be second and 10 now from the Zizzer 17. Second and 10. Zizzers lead by one. Hillcrest with the football. Floyd's going to roll right, looking to throw. He'll throw. It's over the receiver's head, out of bounds. That'll bring up third and 10. That'll stop the clock with 4:18 to go in the ball game. Zizzers need a stop here on defense, and then they need the offense to pick up a few first downs to run out this clock and get out of here with a win. Going to say third and 11. I don't know how they lost a yard on that incomplete pass, but it's third and 11 from the Zizzer 17. Here we go. Floyd in the shotgun, and now we've got a flag. And it's going to be on Hillcrest. Delay of game on Hillcrest. Finally, they start watching the play clock down here because Hillcrest is trying to milk it all the way down and snap it at the one. It's expired a couple of times in this ball game, and they haven't called it. They let them get the playoff, and usually it's for a pretty good gain for Hillcrest. So now that backs it up to third and 16 now. Third and 16 from the Zizzers 22. Zizzers need to get the stop. 4 minutes to go in the game. Floyd in the shotgun. He's going to throw it to the left. There's a fight going on, and the Zizzers have intercepted the football. Zizzers get the interception. They'll take over at the 20. Not sure who intercepted that one. We'll have to wait and see. But that was a toss-up. Jason Lopez with the interception for the Zizzers. That'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. Zizzers will take over first and 10. Floyd pretty much threw that one up, and it was between the Hillcrest receiver and Jason Lopez of the Zizzers, and Lopez came down with the football as Floyd just threw that one up for grabs. Lopez comes down in the end zone. 3:55 to go. Zizzers have it first and 10. Let's see if they can get this thing rolling now, the offense rolling. Here comes Seeley once again up on the inside. He's going to pick up a couple. They're going to drive him backwards. A lot of whistles there, but Hillcrest didn't let go. They threw Seeley back, and the officials let him do it. Titus didn't like it too well. Going to get it out to the 23. Second and 7. Second and 7 for the Zizzers. They need a first down. 3:15 to go in the ball game. Kinslow, loose football. He had to finally just fall on it. So that'll bring it back to the 19, which will bring up third and 11 now. Zizzers need to hang on. That was a low snap that time. Kinslow tried to pick it up off his shoelaces, but then he just fell on the football. Connor Lair is going to check into the ball game for the Zizzers. Clock running at 2:40 to go in the ball game. It's actually, they're going to spot it, looks like, at the 20-yard line of the Zizzers, so it's going to be third and 10. Third and 10, Kinslow with it. And Kinslow's going around the left side this time. He's got the first down and more. He's out of bounds across the 35. Zizzers with the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. All the way out. Well, now they're going to mark him at the 34. Connor Lair that time, so it was a direct snap to Lair. thought for a minute maybe it was Ken's low, but it wasn't. It was Connor Lair. Took the direct snap around the left side. First and 10, Zizzers. 2:30 to go here in the ball game. Zizzers up by one. Kinslow back in. He'll hand it off. Seeley once again tucks up inside. He'll pick up about five out to about the 40. Bring up a second and five. Clock running at 2:20 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by one. Second and five. And now the Zizzers will be the ones that will snap the ball when it gets down to about 2 seconds to go on the play clock. One more first down, and the Zizzers might just get out of here with this one. Let's see what they do. Minute 50 now. Kinslow gives it to Seeley again. Seeley's got another first down and more. Seeley up the middle. Finally brought down about the 41 of Hillcrest. And that probably should do it, folks. The Zizzers can just protect the football. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. 27-26, Zizzers lead it with a minute 40 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers will let that play clock run. And 10 seconds on the play clock, minute 25 to go in the game. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll keep it himself. Kinslow going left side, around the left end, cuts up inside. He's inside the 35, down to about the 34. Minute 14, and I believe we've stopped the clock, a minute 14 to go. Penalty on the play. It's going against the Zizzers. I didn't see what it was, but it's a big one, folks. Zizzers won a timeout with a minute 14 to go, but that was a big penalty. Backs it all the way up to the Zizzer 48-yard line. And the Zizzers need to get to the 31 of Hillcrest for a first down. So that would be 19, and then what happened to the football? There it is. Okay. About, let's see, first and 24 for the Zizzers with a minute 14 to go in the game. Zizzers hanging on with a one-point lead here. So Zizzers took the timeout to talk it over. But the good news is they'll replay the first down. So the Zizzers have four downs here. Look for Hillcrest to use their timeouts that they have left. Here we go. First and 24. Actually, it's first down and... Well, now, wait a minute. Now they're going to... discrepancy on where the football is to be marked. It was holding against the Zizzers. It's declined by Hillcrest. So the ball will go back to where the end of the play was, all the way down to the Hillcrest 36-yard line. And it will be second and five for the Zizzers from the Hillcrest 36. Minute 14 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by one, 27-26, trying to hold on here. Next week, the Zizzers will travel to Rolla to take on the Bulldogs. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll hand it off. Titus Seeley. Seeley is close to a first down, folks. I think he may be just shy. And I believe Hillcrest may, well, nope, the officials are going to take a look at it to see. And Hillcrest going to take the timeout. So a minute eight to go in the ball game. Hillcrest takes the timeout. Zizzers, Seeley got it down to the 32. So it's going to be third and one for the Zizzers if they can get this first down, they should have this ball game. They can take some knees because Hillcrest might be able to stomp the clock one more time. Not sure how many timeouts they've taken here in the second half. Like we said, Zizzers go to Rolla next Friday night to take on the Bulldogs. Stay tuned. We'll have your shelter insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains postgame show coming up when this one is all said and done. About a minute and 8 seconds. I think the only points to be scored here is if the Zizzers turn it over and Hillcrest runs it in, or if the Zizzers get loose and run it in. Here we go. 31 from the Hillcrest, 32 for the Zizzers. 3rd and 1. See if they can put it away here. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's going to take it right up the middle. He's got a first down and more down to about the 25 of Hillcrest. Minute 3, minute 2. Going to be a OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They'll spot the ball, move the chains with a minute 2 on the clock. Zizzers have a 1st and 10, and they should have the victory here. Clock has already started. 55 seconds to go. Zizzers just going to let it run down. And looks like the West Plains Zizzers are going to get out of here, folks, with a 27-26 victory over the Hillcrest Hornets in this ball game. 35 seconds to go. Play clock at 3. And Kinslow just takes a knee. And I believe Hillcrest is out of timeouts, folks. And that should do it right there. 23 seconds to go. And the Zizzers are going to go to 2-0 on the season. Hillcrest will be 0-2 on the season. As the clock continues to run, there won't be any more plays in this ball game. Zizzers going to win it 27-26 over the Hillcrest Hornets. We'll take a break. We're back in 60 seconds with your shelter insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains Postgame Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.